It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Alrighty, here we go. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock and Hunter,
hey.
Bringing it to you, man. We're ready to just extend our awesomeness onto your eardrums. We're going to make love to your eardrums right now. Our voice is the... Sorry.
Hey, you know what, though?
What?
They're all dead!
Jesus, man.
All of them.
Everything. You and you.
You. All the deers.
Obviously, it is opening day today the regular firearm
gun season.
Gun season. And a lot of people are excited. I'm going to get out today, dude. Just so everyone knows, this is a pre-recorded podcast. We're not doing this live, obviously. And right now, it is snowing. It's a heavy snow. It's a nice, big, fat, heavy snow. I wish I was out in the woods right now so bad. Oh, my God.
You know, it sounds like a good time, man.
Because here's the thing.
It brings the man out in you.
Here's what I love. My favorite thing about winter is being out when it is snowing, and because of the snow, it's so quiet.
Yeah.
And, dude, I could just sit out in the woods all day in the quiet and the serenity and the peacefulness until a cute little deer walks up and then, kapow!
Oh!
Dead!
Right in the face.
You
know, hey, pull up that fact that you were reading earlier today about the biggest deer.
The biggest deer, it was shot in 1929, Minnesota.
In Minnesota.
A field-dressed deer. Okay, so now, and I had to explain to you what field-dressed is. So that's when a deer, you gut it in the field, right?
Yeah,
right. So field-dressed, it weighed 402 pounds.
Wow.
That's with all of its intestines and everything out. All the guts out.
That's like 25 bennies.
Yes. But then the DNR estimated that the live weight was like 500 and
over 500.
Over 500 pounds.
Dude, that's a monster.
Dude, could you imagine seeing that thing? Shooting that thing, and the guy got it in one shot.
Yeah.
Of course, he's probably looking like a 10-gauge elephant gun. Just got boom!
Seriously, though.
But
do you know how many point? What point buck was that?
I don't think the rack really wasn't like that. The super impressive part, like it was a good size, but it was a huge deer, huge deer. I've gotten a couple deer in my life. One buck, it was a little nub buck. I thought it was a doe, so technically I've gotten a buck. Mm-hmm. But this year, with how Michigan works is they have a lottery to get doe tags, antlerless tags. And then they open it up and you can get it. So there's only so many. I didn't get a doe tag this year. I'm going to put my name into the lottery next year because doe tags are nice because you see more does than bucks, obviously. But I do have my buck tag this year. I'm going to go out. I got some fun areas planned that I'm going to go hit up and everything.
How much ammo do you bring?
See, now I use a double barrel break action shotgun, 12-gauge. Good old gun. Good gun.
That's like 18 feet long.
It is huge. It was my grandfather's gun. This thing is, there's no padding on the butt of the gun.
Right.
Like, you're going to feel
you
it.
You actually use the gun to pole vault up to your deer stand.
That's exactly it. It's a big gun. I'll probably take max five shells because I can only shoot one deer. And I tell you what, if I can't get it in five shots,
right. You should probably just stay at home.
What you want to make sure that you got enough if you see something, you know. Mm-hmm. But two shells is really all I should need.
Yeah.
You know?
So they got bow season, gun season,
muzzle loader. There's a couple other ones I'm not sure on.
Like a grenade season.
Grenade season, RPG season. Drone strike season.
You don't have to field dress it. It's already in pieces.
Just done. You just grab the bits and pieces and you're ready to go. I do like drone season. That's a fun one.
Drone season.
That's a fun one. You call one in. Bravo, Whiskey Tango. We need a...
There's got to be a law on that.
On actually using a drone?
Using a drone.
I think so.
And we're not talking about putting a gun on a drone.
No.
I'm just saying putting the drone up, seeing where the deer are.
Here's the thing. I think if it's your land, it doesn't matter. I don't think you can...
Well, here's in drone laws, you can fly pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
You can fly over private property.
Airplanes? Can you fly over
you
airplanes?
Just, no, you can't. You can't do that.
Airports?
You can't land on private property.
Private property, yeah.
As soon as you land...
People don't own the air, brother. People don't own the air.
They don't own the air.
You don't own the water. You don't own the air. That's God's air. That's God's water.
Absolutely.
That's right.
You know?
But I don't know. You may have to look into that because, hell, I mean...
See, the thing, too, is I have the VR that goes with it. You know, the glasses.
Oh, dude.
You could... I'm telling you, I could spot deer with that.
Well, see, what we could do is have you hanging out... scoping and then
scaring the deer towards
you. No, not scaring the deer. You could scope out, tell me where to go.
Oh, there you go.
So I got an earpiece in, yeah. And you're talking in. All right, we got two. We got we got Charlie at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Blow its head off.
But yeah, I don't know the rules on it. I don't.
I wonder if anybody's even thought of it.
I'm sure they have. I'm surprised that the DNR doesn't have. I bet you the DNR has drones.
You know,
got to be cheaper than flying a helicopter around.
I'm sure it would piss a lot of deer hunters off, though.
Yeah, well, if I was sitting out in the nice quiet and all of a sudden, drone's not quiet.
It's not quiet.
No, not at all. Not at all. So it's no stealth drone there. But good luck to everyone out there who's deer hunting, getting out there. Good luck. Fill your tags, man, and make some venison. Get some venison steaks, some cubes. I am very excited. You know, when I was younger, I don't think I appreciated hunting enough. And going out, like, it was still fun. It was still very exciting. But now, like, I can't wait to get out there, man. I cannot wait. And I hope it's still snowing. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to get bundled up, take my bucket out there with my heat seat, just sit.
I can't wait either to take all my friends' meat. Because that's what happens. They go do the work. And
I'll give you one piece of jerky. One piece of venison. One piece of venison jerky.
Is it going to be a stick?
No, it's going to be like a little chunk.
A little chunk.
Dude, if I get some, dude, we're going to grill up some venison steaks. I'm going to make some venison. I'm going to get some brats made.
Yeah, nice.
Ooh, yeah. Jerky. You got to do some jerky, though, too.
Most importantly.
What?
You need a buck.
Yep.
You need a buck with antlers.
Yep.
And we're going to hang that damn thing up in the studio.
I do. If we get it, absolutely. My first Michigan buck, are you kidding? Right. Even if it's a little four-pointer, that's going up in the studio,
you think,
man.
The engineer would be pissed, Terry would be pissed, if we dressed the deer here in the studio?
Probably. It's kind of messy. We're going to get a full body mount here in the studio.
Oh, we were going to Facebook Live. It's going to be fun. Good for the show.
Educational, Terry. Educational.
Get the hell out of here.
All right. Like I said, good luck, everybody. Be safe, most importantly, too, over these next couple weeks. Be courteous, be safe, and have fun. All right. That's going to do it for the Plan B After Show podcast. You can hear more on our website, WIRX.com, where you're at to find this. Mm-hmm. And also tune into the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. We'll see you guys next time. Bang!